Hugh Grant, his Twitter account, which I'm amazed he has one because he's pretty old, he's come in and said, am I old or is the cinema much too loud these days? Unendurable and pointless.
Unendurable and pointless.
Yes,
I love your Hugh Grant accent there.
Unendurable. It's his.
His moment of like, oh, okay, now I'm feeling a bit old, has come and gone.
It has.
And he tweeted it, no less. This is crazy and funny. It did happen about 2 weeks ago to me when my daughter Jasmine says, hey, Dad, I'm going to get my learners next year.
What?
Holy
Shut the front door, Banksy.
Shut the front door. Really? Okay, I'm old.
Oh, I didn't realise you were that old. Sorry, mate.
Well, it's either that or my knees clicking every time I walk up a set of stairs.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. But it was just that moment Jasmine said to me, I'm going to get my learners next year. I'm like, oh, far out. Have you had that moment of just got a little bit older then?
Almost daily for me, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
I work for Dhurrumbull Community Youth Services and I teach a anti-bullying/resilience program, right?
So good on you. One of the reasons we love you.
I go out to schools. I teach kids some footy stuff while I'm there. And I give them some life stories and you know, they say, when I grow up, I want to be like old. Like, old like you. They're like, old like you.
They call you old.
Yeah, like, I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah, you got grey hairs and stuff. I'm like,
Well,
really?
I don't think you sound that old with the amount of likes you just put into that story.
Did I say like?
You said like. See, you're picking up this young lingo that you're teaching these kids now.
No, Renee watched bloody Love Island last night.
Oh, it's not an attempt to stay young again, is it?
No.
Leslie from Yeppoon, that defining moment you realised, oh, I'm older than I thought.
There was a couple. When I was, when I first started, this is going back, well, we're going back years now, aren't we? No. when I first left uni and I'd started teaching, and I remember getting my first job, and I was in the classroom, and this little child came up to me and said, hey, miss, he said, you know, he said, you're not as old as our last teacher. She was ancient. And I said, really? This is in the UK. How old was she? Oh, she was 21. And I'm thinking, oh, God, you know, it's my 21st birthday next week. Like, you know, you sort of think, oh, wow. And then just another real quick one was a couple of weeks ago in the business that I'm in, I said to a young girl that works with us, I need you to get some music for me. Can you get me a song by ELO? And she said, yeah. And she said, who's ELO?
ELO, no.
And I said,
no.
I didn't say ELO, did I? I said ELO. And she said, I've never heard of ELO. And I thought, oh, my God. That's it. That was the defining moment.
And that was the Electric Light Orchestra moment that went off right there.
Yeah. That was the light was on.
I have to cement that for you because who's ELO?
Oh, stop it, Simo.
Who is ELO? You're, no way.
No, you're saying that to make yourself seem young.
I don't know ELO.
Can you do me a favour? Just play a song, please.
Yes, I can. Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, there you go.
L.O.
Okay, robot, brilliant. Settle down.
Don't bring me down.
I know that one.
You're bringing my age down.
Yeah, Mum used to play it when I was like, nah.
Stop it. Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.